We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, nature-loving viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 61 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand program. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista. And channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on Asparabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá, Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89 Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, channel 62 on Tere Morisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, channel 41 on Tele Lunidos and channel 55 on Litenar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Bacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Viami, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aquaray, channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Jore, channel 27 on Jore Video Cable. In Santani, channel 30 on Tapiraquay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, channel 32 on Namoa SAA. In Asuncion, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Arenandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Arenandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 on Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bue on Medium Network Service MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, channel 21 on Han Altay Cable TV. In Eternet City, Channel 26 on Tha Tengger Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himuri Cable TV. In Sukhbatara Seling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Arhanul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. Channel 44 on Tha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Bayanzur and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himur Cable TV. In Ultul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Unakhan City in Henthi Province, Channel 23 on Sandbird Company. In Sunshine City in Darangab Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recom Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongjiale Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Potu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCA TV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Baoliu Township in Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township in Beigang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Inter-American Development Bank pledges $400 million in aid to assist Haiti's recovery. In health news, American researchers find walnuts are good for blood circulation. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 18th, outstanding Persian mathematician, astronomer, and poet Omar Khayyam was born in 1048 in Nashabur in what is now Iran. He was well known during his time for his achievements, including the significant treatise on demonstration of problems of algebra, which described a geometrical method of solving cubic equations. Omar Khayyam is also recognized for his contributions to the development of an accurate solar calendar through his astronomical observations. In modern times, he is also distinguished for his quatrains, or four-line verses, which were translated into English in the Raibat of Omar Khayyam. The lunar crater Omar Khayyam was named in his honor in 1970. May extraordinary individuals such as Omar Khayyam continue to enhance our world with both scientific and poetic brilliance.
Fly-in news. Thousands rendered homeless after fire destroys Philippine town. A pre-dawn fire that broke out in Muntinlupa City on Saturday, May 15th, left an estimated 4,000 families or 20,000 people homeless. The blaze completely incinerated 800 shanties in the disadvantaged Carmina and Bunyi compounds in Kupang town, as it raged for 6 hours before firefighters were able to douse the flames.
Most residents either lost all their belongings or were trying to protect the little that they had managed to salvage. Fire officials say the blaze spread so quickly, in part due to exceedingly dry conditions caused by months of extreme heat. The local government stated that the fire victims would be provided temporary shelter and some food supplies. Later that same evening, two young siblings lost their lives and their elder sister was injured when a second fire broke out, affecting another three homes in the same area.
Conveying her deep sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered $15,000 in emergency aid, requesting that our Native Association members go help the fire victims most in need. This amount could purchase $211,000 in urgent supplies bought in the United States based on the cost of living in the Philippines.
We appreciate the caring efforts of the firefighters and officials, and we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt support extended to the vulnerable. Our sympathies for the lives lost as we pray for the smooth recovery of the fire afflicted to their regular lives, and that such traumatic losses are averted as we strive to be more considerate stewards of the environment.
Rains and landslides impact Indonesia. In the western region of Aceh on Sumatra Island, flash floods affected at least 16 villages on Saturday, May 15, as they swept the Tunom district of the Aceh Jaya Regency. As one of the worst natural disasters reported in the regency to date, record-level floodwaters forced thousands of locals to seek shelter in designated refugee centers, while traffic was paralyzed.
The provincial government has sent food and clothing to the flood-afflicted. On eastern Borneo Island, a landslide destroyed 60 homes in North Penajam-Pasir, East Kalimantan, as hectares of rice fields were inundated by floods, with a regional council providing monetary donations to residents. Meanwhile, to the south on Sunday, six villages in West Java's Majalengka Regency were struck by a landslide that destroyed 12 homes. There were fortunately no reports of casualties for any of the disasters.
Our appreciation, local officials and personnel in all regions, for your aid to the storm affected. May Allah bless the Indonesian people with a swift recuperation as we strive to alleviate such calamities through our gentler regard for the ecosphere.
Volcanic ash once again halts European flights. Starting on Friday, May 14th, Iceland's main airport closed, and Northern Ireland, Scotland, and England also shut down major airports such as Heathrow and Gatwick on Sunday, as new spumes of ash were released from the volcano beneath the Eyjafjallajökull Glacier. In Ireland, the Dublin airport was also closed, and the Netherlands' busy Schiphol International Airport grounded all flights. By Monday morning, British airports were the first to begin reopening as the plume drifted northward, but officials cautioned that there still could be extensive delays. This latest disturbance comes just as travel companies were expressing more hope for summer travel following the loss of millions of euros in revenue, along with inconvenience to countless travelers, as 100,000 flights were cancelled in the week following the initial volcanic eruption in April, with thousands more grounded since then. Meanwhile, Iceland's meteorological office says there are no signs that the volcanic activity is over. We thank the Icelandic and all other European officials for your diligent efforts to ensure the continued protection of air travelers. With heaven's grace, may such disruptions be lessened as all people adopt lifestyles of respect toward Mother Earth and her inhabitants.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
U.S. assists displaced Palestinians in Lebanon. The United States is donating $20 million via the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, or UNRWA, to aid displaced Palestinians living in host country Lebanon's Nahr el-Bared camp. Of the total funds, $18 million will go towards longer-term care through the building of homes, schools, and health clinics in the camp, as well as assisting the most vulnerable with the basic necessities of shelter, food, and other services, while $2 million is being set aside for emergency relief and recovery. Heaven's blessings, United States, for your kind-hearted aid to Palestinian brethren in Lebanon. Wishing them abundant resilience and comfort on the way to lasting stability and peace.
Scientific report dispels zoo and aquarium education claims. A recent expert critique by the International Organization in Defense of Animals, or IDA, has found major deficiencies in a 2007 report by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, or AZA, which states that such places of public display are of educational benefit. Supreme Master Television spoke with lead author Dr. Laurie Marino, a neuroscientist and expert on dolphin and whale intelligence at Emory University in the U.S.
Because it's not peer-reviewed, it's basically published without any evaluation by the scientific community. Peer review, peer evaluation, if you don't do it, then essentially anybody could put up any claim about anything.
The more recent IDA study, entitled Do Zoos and Aquariums Promote Attitude Change in Visitors, was published in the peer-reviewed journal Society and Animals.
Basically, we apply very, very simple analyses. These are sort of basic research methods 101. There's so many basic flaws. And so what we did is address and describe those flaws in their study in our critique. And we also suggested ways that their study could have been a more valid study and been a more rigorous study if they decided to do that.
Catherine Doyle, a vegan elephant specialist with IDA, further emphasized the study's significant implications.
Basically, we feel that it's wrong for zoos and aquariums to make education claims based on a flawed study that's not even peer-reviewed, and then to market those claims to the public as fact. As the public becomes more aware of animal issues, zoos and aquariums are desperately trying to justify holding animals for public display, especially those in extremely inappropriate conditions, such as orcas and elephants, who suffer terribly as a result.
As Dr. Laurie Marino explains, these artificial settings further degrade the credibility of claims that such facilities enhance visitors' understanding and attitudes toward other animals and conservation. Rather, she offers more reliable and humane alternatives.
What they should do is go to see the animals in the wild. Go to see the animals in their own environment, or watch a film. I think the best thing that we can do is to not degrade their natural habitat. It's very important that we allow animals to have the habitat that they adapted to. Probably the best thing we could do for animals is to meet them on their terms or leave them alone and let them live the lives that they were meant to live.
Our sincere appreciation, Dr. Marino, Catherine Doyle, in defense of animals, and all scientists involved for revealing through such well-documented research the need for alternatives to zoos and aquariums for learning about animals and nature. May the day soon be realized when we view and respect our wildlife co-inhabitants as free equals, helping to beautify our world.
Japanese government sets up task force to address livestock foot and mouth disease. Chief Cabinet Secretary Hirofumi Hirano has pledged $1 billion in an attempt to contain the quickly spreading epidemic, which has now affected over 85,000 pigs and cattle, as well as 49 of the country's 55 Miyazaki bulls. All of these animals have been killed in an attempt to prevent the further spread of the highly contagious disease, with the government saying that it will work with local communities to create sanitation points for further containment. The export of all meat products was already halted in April. According to the World Health Organization, foot and mouth disease is one of the most transmittable animal diseases, with a high mortality rate, especially in young animals. It has also, in a few instances, been passed to humans, either through direct animal contact, as in livestock raising situations, or when the meat is in the mouth. We join in concern for the health of both animals and humans in Japan. Our heartfelt prayers that all people see the way to a swift adoption of the wholesome and loving plant-based diet that brings us vitality and spares the lives of our animal co-inhabitants.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith, Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on Some Aspects of Health and Healings.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat. Because of the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Sitigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities. Because such killing and slaughtering committed or such worship performed or such sacrifice offered would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious, thus delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Sitigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him, involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Tiny Canine, Mother's Three Kittens. When Ronnie Canelli, the director of Hilltop Animal Rescue Team in Tennessee, USA, brought home three newborn kittens whose mother had passed away due to complications at birth, she noticed that her little chihuahua, Munchie, showed an immediate interest towards the orphaned babies. Soon after, Ms. Canelli observed that the two-year-old shelter rescue dog not only was devoting all her time to the kittens, but also began producing milk and has been successfully nursing them ever since. Munchie is also very protective, keeping her adopted babies close by and away from other family pets. God bless your giving heart and motherly love, Munchie. May yours and the flourishing kitties' lives continue to be graced with happy companionship now and ever.
Save our planet. Lower Jordan River could vanish by 2011. Two recent landmark studies by the environmental organization Friends of the Earth Middle East, or FOEME, have forecast that the lower segment of the Jordan River could collapse as early as next year due to global warming, extreme pollution, and decades of human use that have resulted in up to 98% diversion of the river's volume. These FOEME studies are the first to show the shocking level of demise and the extent of rehabilitation needed to restore the river. Stating that river flow since the 1930s has gone from 1.3 billion cubic meters per year to just 20 million annually today, FOEME researchers point out that the river south of the Sea of Galilee has been reduced to a contaminated trickle. Chairman and Jordanian FOEME director Menkheth Mayar stated, "We have lost at least 50% of biodiversity in and around the river due to the near total diversion of fresh water. Some 400 million cubic meters of water annually are urgently needed to be returned to the river to bring it back to life."
Recently, the organization, which is also unique in bringing together Israeli, Palestinian, and Jordanian environmental advocates united in a common cause, proposed the first solution ever to save the river. They have identified both the quantity of water needed annually, as well as the ways that the recipient water countries of Syria, Israel, Jordan, and Palestine could cooperate to restore its flow.
Director Mayar and all scientists and advocates at Friends of the Earth Middle East, we applaud your collaborative actions to inform of the legendary Jordan River's dire state for its ultimate restoration. Through humanity's wise and conscientious care, may this life-sustaining source flourish harmoniously once more.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often discussed ways to appreciate and preserve the precious resource of water, as in this October 2009 video conference in Formosa, or Taiwan.
We tell people to do organic farming, how to conserve rainwater, groundwater, and conserve land, planting trees to attract rain, etc. In the Alwar district of Rajasthan, India, one Indian village was able to guide the water enough that it brought back to life five flowing rivers, that had been dead before, been dry up before, due to withdrawing too much water. We could learn from them as well. But even these water losses pale in comparison to the incredible amount of water that it wasted for animal production. It takes approximately 4,664 liters of water to produce just one serving of beef. But an entire vegan meal can be produced with only 371 liter water. The livestock sector is probably the world's biggest source of water pollution as well. Water means everything to our existence. We must conserve the water. We must do everything we can. And the first step to begin is to be vegan.
Save our planet. British researchers studying the effect of both ecotourism and research on gorillas in the Central African Republic recommend that the observation distance be increased to at least 18 meters to decrease stress on the gorillas and reduce their vulnerability to human disease.
Save our planet. To encourage eco-friendly transportation, Lebanese construction company Solidaire launches a bicycle lane in downtown Beirut, open every Sunday with traffic rerouted for safety as bikes are made available available for rent, and water and first aid are provided along the route.
Save Our Planet. Rising salinity in southern Bangladeshi soil, rivers, and wells caused by storm surges combined with global warming-related rising seas have resulted in up to 90% crop failures, with farmers being forced to leave their lands.
Save Our Planet. The United Kingdom's Prime Minister David Cameron announces plans to reduce carbon emissions by 10% in the next 12 months to show the government's commitment to curbing climate change.
Warning news. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration sends warning letters to livestock feedlots, feed mills, and dairies across four states, stating that their excessive use of antibiotics was depositing harmful drug residues into the food supply.
Duchess of Lilydale. I am one of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. I eat only vegan food, a diet of peace. Today I would like to share a frugal food tip. You can keep a container of breadcrumbs in the freezer, accumulated from when you slice bread, or those at the bottom of bread bags. After you have the amount you'd like, you can use them with a variety of dishes, such as a coating on vegetables for frying, or as a filler in yummy casseroles. Season and coat the breadcrumbs with vegetable oil, and toast them in the oven until golden brown for added flavor. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now the weather around our beautiful globe.
In the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association news from Peru, in Puno, known as the folklore capital of Peru, our association members organized the Global Warming Has a Solution seminar. Interviews on radio and television were held to announce the upcoming meeting. Nearly 600 people participated in this conference, which focused on the harmful effects of meat consumption on our health, the environment, and climate change. Many individuals expressed enthusiasm about transitioning to the plant-based diet.
El mensaje más importante que yo les recalcaría a todas las personas de nuestro mundo sería primero de ser vegetarianos, estar cambiando toda esta carne que tenemos por verduras, por frutas, ya que son mucho más saludables.
Que trate de no contaminar y también haga lo posible por no comer carne, ya que es muy importante nuestro planeta, sino donde viviríamos.
SOS flyers and plant-based recipes were given to the guests. In addition, after the gathering, complimentary animal-free food was served. Our appreciation all those who attended the sharing of vital information. We more realize that we can each be a part of helping our Mother Earth by choosing the vegan diet of kindness.
In humanitarian news, Inter-American Development Bank, or IDB, pledges to donate $400 million to Haiti. The funds from the US-based IDB will be used during the next 2 years to assist with recovery efforts. Sectors to receive help include housing, transportation, water, education, budget support, and more. This aid is in addition to the $479 million already given to repay Haiti's debt to the World Bank. Our earnest gratitude and heaven bless you, Inter-American Development Bank, for your generosity and dedication to the rebuilding of Haiti. May the God-loving people of this nation soon be graced with stability and comfort in a gentle and sustainable world. Up next on Noteworthy News, American researchers discover walnuts can help in reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease. We'll take a drink of fresh juice and come back soon. More cooling news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, comforting news for a balanced world. In health news, American researchers find eating walnuts has heart health benefits. A study conducted at Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut, discovered that individuals with type 2 diabetes had improved dilation of blood vessels after eating 2 ounces of walnuts every day for 8 weeks. Smooth blood flow is considered to be a positive factor in lowering the risk of cardiovascular disease. Our thankfulness, Yale University scientists, for highlighting some of the advantages of making this delicious protein source part of our diets. May we all enjoy nature's ample bounty for the best of well-being.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Japanese entitled River Crossing.
ある熊が川を渡ろうとしていると、向こう岸に亀がいることに気づきました。熊は亀に向かって叫びました。ねえ亀さん、ちょっといい？どうしたら向こう岸へ行けるのかしら？亀は川をざっと見渡すと、叫び返しました。君はもう向こう岸にいるよ。
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Jericho Sunfire, a breatharian personal fitness guru on our breatharianism series which airs every Sunday.
Inspiring and interesting. Florrie Rose from the United Kingdom.
Awesome interview. It's kept me excited to learn how to become a breatharian. Thanks for sharing and many blessings. Jonathan from the Netherlands.
High thinking Florrie Rose and Jonathan. Your messages are much appreciated. Jericho Sunfire and other breatharians' compassionate food-free lifestyle is certainly fascinating. With divine light to you and the elevated citizens of the United Kingdom and the Netherlands.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May celestial harmonies enrich your sacred stay on Earth. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
British energy company BP successfully installs a tube into the leaking undersea oil well source in the Gulf of Mexico with increasing containment of the oil as it is pumped to a tanker on the water surface.
Russia's government approves a new customs code to form a common economic market with Belarus and Kazakhstan, which is expected to result in up to 15% increases in the national income of each country.
To foster greater security in the oil-producing Niger Delta, regional companies donate $30 million to the central government to support programs that include education and job training for local residents.
Yemen's Minister of Education, Abdul Salam Al-Jawfi, and Djibouti Minister of Education, Abdi Ibrahim Abisa, sign a memorandum of understanding to improve educational cooperation between the two countries.
U.S. sculptor Richard Serra is recognized with the prestigious Spanish Prince of Asturias Award, founded by His Royal Highness Crown Prince Felipe, to recognize outstanding contributions to humanity's cultural heritage.
Visiting Bolivian President Evo Morales meets with Paraguayan President Fernando Lugo in Asunción, where he congratulates his fellow head of state and the government on the nation's 199th anniversary of autonomy.
On the annual Night of the Museums in Europe, thousands of venues open their doors from sunset to late evening with free admission, guided tours, and other special events for the public's greater cultural appreciation.
Iran releases A Glimpse of Iran, the country's first comprehensive English book on tourism, with 620 full-color pages that depict the modern-day lives of the people as well as their history, religions, and cultural heritage.
To aid the United States mission of closing the Guantanamo Bay detention facility, the Maldives government announces plans to welcome two released detainees.
UK resident Trudy Boyle is recognized as an honorary crew member by the local Banbury Fire Station for her selfless service in arising at all hours of the night to drive her firefighter son, Jed, to respond to emergency calls from the station.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.